Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I am your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and I am so, so excited about today's show because this is something that I have been struggling with for a lot of decades, and I want to share with you the solution. I want to share with you the solution to a secret struggle that I guarantee you are going to be able to relate to this. But before I go on, let me invite you to join in, share your comments, your questions, your stories with me on today's show. The number to call in is 646-564-9619. 646-564-9619. And for my new listeners, I want to say welcome. And you're probably wondering, Reality Spirituality, I never heard that before. What the hell are you trying? Reality Spirituality is a term that I created that gives us the ability to dissect our everyday life experiences, everything that happens in your life throughout your day, the link to your everyday life experiences, to spirituality, and the cherry is finding more happiness, is creating more happiness, is creating a life that you will be able to skip through, run through, arms out, smile through, throughout. I don't care what's happening, but you will be able to stay centered, to remain happy no matter what. So Reality Spirituality basically is a tool and strategies that you can use, that I use, every single waking moment. Now, for me, decades ago, years ago, I remember thinking that being happy was high on my list of goals. In fact, I have made a commitment to myself that it is my number one priority. Everything else is going to fall into place. But remaining happy, remaining centered, remaining connected to the universe is my number one goal. Now, this is a little bit of foundation before we get on today's topic of what is the secret struggle. The foundation is this. Everything is energy. You are energy. Everything you see is made up of energy. And with that being said, that what energy you put out, whatever energy you emit, whatever energy you are, you, and the energy can be the energy can be measured. And whatever energy you are emitting is the same energy you will get back. You're like a magnet. You are a magnet. And whatever you put out, you will 100% get back. The universe is this big ball of cause and effect. And that is a truth that cannot be disputed. Whatever you cause, consciously, unconsciously, you are going to receive. You are going to get back. There is no escaping this, people. And that's why, for me, happiness is number one, because there's going to be so many circumstances, and there have been so many circumstances in my life, financial, death, oh, geez, illness, surgeries, gaining weight, losing weight, gray hair, whatever you want to say, whatever happens, can you imagine just being happy about all of it? Sounds crazy? Yes, it does, but you know what? Crazy is the new normal. Before we go on, let me invite you to call in 646-564-9619, and let me tell you about the secret struggle. You know how I like to leave you hanging. But before I tell you about the secret struggle, listen to this. I want to ask you a question. I'll ask you a few questions. And I know you're going to have the answers to this. And I never ask you questions that you can't answer. Never. What kind of people bother you? What kind of people irritate you? What kind of people just get on your last nerve? What kinds of people you just don't gel with? You know, you guys just don't mix. There's something about them that pisses you off, that irritates you. I don't care what it is. People that aren't polite, people that cut you off in traffic, people that are rude, people that are loud, people. You know what I'm saying. So let me tell you this. Let me tell you a personal story. One of the types of people that irritate the hell out of me, and I'm working through it, but I'm telling you, this has been a constant. I don't understand them. I don't get why they're like that. I don't accept why they're like that. I don't agree. I think they should change. I think they're wrong. Wow, could they live their life? Like, don't they realize that life is more than that? Don't they realize that they're walking through life with their hands closed? The kind of person I am talking about is the person with a cheap mentality. You know, the kind that if there's a group of people that go out to a restaurant, an office group of people, and they're always the one, if their meal was $8, they're always the one passing down $7 and leaving out the tip. Or they pretend to pass out. They pretend to pass out the right amount. And then at the end, of course, the total amount is always less than what it should be if everybody passed out the exact amount. You know what I'm saying. These are the type of people who are looking for bargains, cannot shop without finding a coupon, Let's see what else. These are the type of people that, as I like to say, know the value of everything. No, shoot, crap. I messed that up. These are the type of people that know the price of everything and the value of nothing. This is what I have struggled with for so long. My father, God rest his soul, was a cheap son of a gun. My father, who I adored and loved, would wear, and it's not that he didn't, and it's not that he didn't have the money or the resources, but my father would wear the same clothes for years and years and years. I can't tell you how many pictures I have of him on Thanksgiving Day wearing his Thanksgiving shirt. So that means, and also it was polyester, his polyester gray and black polka dot polyester Thanksgiving shirt. And see, it was my problem, because every year I would look at my Thanksgiving pictures, or I'd look through my Thanksgiving pictures, I didn't know what year it was, because my father wore the same shirt every year. That's when I didn't date the back of the pictures. But let me say something. He was very generous. He was very generous with me, but wouldn't spend a nickel on things that he didn't think were... He just was cheap. But my father, on the cheap scale, actually was a cut above a lot of cheap people that I know. These are people... I actually know people that will not spend a nickel, and when I say this, I mean giving to someone else. These are the type of people who, if there's a potluck, they bring a salad when everyone else is bringing roast beef and great desserts. No, they bring a salad. You know the type of people I'm talking about. So we got the point. And this is my struggle. There is someone in my life who I've known, probably 18 years. And let me say something. In the beginning of me knowing him, in the beginning of the relationship as it was evolving, I tried to talk this person out of being cheap. Don't you realize that when you walk through life, this is me talking, you walk through life and your hand is closed, you're not going to get anything back. If you don't give, you're not going to get. Don't you realize if you don't give, you're not going to get? Oh. We went out to dinner. It was, I could have made this at home for a lot less money. Tip was always an issue. $2. Why can't you leave more? Listen, the bottom line is this guy is cheap. And I have to say that we were friends. I see him maybe once, I don't know, twice a year, occasionally. And I actually saw him a few weeks ago. And I have this in my home. It's a two-story home, and I have this light fixture in the stairway, and it's very, very tall. You can't reach the light fixture with a regular standard ladder. You have to get one of those industrial ladders. And consequently, the light bulbs go out. There's three light bulbs. Now, in the past, when the lights have gone out, I remember having my carpet cleaned, and the person that came in, the carpet cleaning, or the window washers came in, and they were able to change the light bulb. Well, this, my lights have been out in the stair area probably for, 5 months. Well, because I don't have a ladder. And anyway, bottom line is this. So he came to the house, dropped me off, and your lights don't work in the staircase? No, I need a taller ladder. Well, if you know, he's very good with being handy. And he says, well, you know, you can get light bulbs that'll last for years and you don't have to worry about changing them. That's another thing. Cheap people know about bargains. Cheap people know how to stretch a nickel out for 2 years. They really do. I didn't even know that you could buy light bulbs and they would last for years. Bottom line is he volunteered. He has one of those industrial ladders, because that's another thing. Cheap people don't ask other people to garden or clean carpets or wash windows. They're going to do all this shit themselves. So he volunteered. I said, oh, thank you. He says, and the light bulbs? He says, you know, we'll put in the light bulbs that'll last for years. You don't have to worry about it. The light bulbs will still be working when you move out of that place. Oh, okay, thanks. Well, I accepted his help, and that was about 2 weeks ago. I was honestly expecting him to get the light bulbs. I mean, come on, how much is a freaking light bulb? Get the light bulbs and install them for me. And yesterday, I received a phone call. And that's when my feathers were ruffled. And I'm going to tell you why right after the break.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience. Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man. You got a question for RLM? Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Back. So listen, you're listening to Reality Spirituality, and I am your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington. You can call in with your story, with your comment, 646-564-9619. I received a call yesterday because I had this expectation that, of course, the light bulbs were going to be bought, they're going to be put in. And this is his first comment to me. Phone rings. Oh. Hello. I'm going to be doing both of the voices. You'll be able to know which one's mine. How much do you want to spend on those light bulbs? What? How much are you willing to spend on the light bulbs? If you want to get the good light bulbs, it's going to be about $7 or $8. It's going to run you about $25. Are you willing to spend that? If not, you could go and get the cheaper light bulbs, and they're a dollar. Of course, I'm laughing because when I imitate anyone, they always sound the same. So that's my imitation for everyone. I always sound great and intelligent and all together, and everybody else that I talk to sounds like they're idiots. Okay, back to the story. I said, well, yeah, I said, I said, what would you do? Say, if this is your house, what would you do? Oh, and that's another thing with cheap people. Their stuff, what they have is top of the line, but they don't give, anyway, okay, I'm making so many judgments. Let me back off of that. So I said, what would you put in your house?
Well, I'd get the, you know, LiPo $7-$8.
I said, okay, well, that's what I want.
Well, you're going to have to go to Home Depot and pick them up. I can't go to Home Depot and pick them up because I'll have the ladder in the truck, and the ladder is too long, and then somebody will steal the ladder. And so you're going to have, in other words, I'm going to have to make a trip, me, to Home Depot to pick up the light bulbs. And this person is going to put them up in my house.
Now, because I have history with this person, and this has been irritating me for years, and I've been trying to get this guy to change forever, and he's just not listening, I got frustrated all over again. And I could not shake it, audience. I could not shake this irritation, this unhappiness, this pointing the finger, how annoying. I'm going to have to, listen, what happened to the guy that is going to pick up the light bulbs and take care of it? I'm not asking him to give me a brand new kitchen with cabinets and, you know, new blinds. I'm asking for light bulbs. But he had to make sure that I was going to pay for the light bulbs. But this is the issue. I could not get that irritation out of my system until I sat and I said to myself, because remember, I started the show, and this is the truth. It's a priority for me to be happy. And let me tell you something. I was not happy after I had that conversation. Of course, I didn't let him know that. I'll look into getting the light bulb. Sure, why not? But the truth is, I was not happy. In fact, I was really aggravated and really agitated because I don't get cheap people. As I've said, my happiness is my responsibility, and I was forced because I felt so snarky, irritated about this whole incident. So I forced myself to think of a new way to look at the same situation. And when I say forced myself, it is a struggle. It is a struggle to find a different perspective. It is a struggle for me to imagine another way I could look at that story to bring me happiness, to bring me peace. It is a struggle. And I started, and I was just quiet. And I started thinking, my father was cheap, but my father loved me so much. It was, my father adored me. And let me give you a little bit of insight. This gentleman likes me also. This gentleman loves me, and he adores me also.
And he's cheap, too. So I started thinking about my father, and I said, okay, my father adores me. My father loves me, loved me, still loves me. And I never had this, gee, Dad, why are you so cheap? I never took my father's cheapness personally. I just accepted my father. For whatever reason, he was like that. And I really did accept him. I mean, I used to tease him when he would leave a quarter tip or a 50-cent tip or a dollar tip. I mean, I would talk to him about it. I would, you know, we would go toe-to-toe. But I accepted my father. And for whatever reason, I still have not accepted this cheap, this gentleman. But even more than not accepting, I took his cheapness personally. I took the fact that he asked me to buy light bulbs personally. Now, you are probably listening to the story, and maybe you have a different way of looking at it too. Why is she getting so upset about picking up some light bulbs for her house? You see what I'm saying? Every story has millions of ways to look, to view it. We all can view something differently. And if somebody is irritating you, I guarantee that if you sit down and really just go within and come up with a different way, but this is the struggle, to come up with a different way than the way that you think, that the way that you have always thought. Look at it a different way, that irritation will be gone. When I wrap my little brain around his cheapness has nothing to do with me, it's not personal. It's really not personal because this is who he is. For whatever reason, I started to let out a few sighs. I began to instantly feel better about the whole story. And that is the lesson. Whatever anybody does, that you think they're doing it to you, I guarantee they're not doing it to you. It's not personal. People, someone cutting you off in traffic, they're not trying to cut you off in traffic. It's not a personal attack. You never know what they need to do. Maybe they're on their way to the hospital and their mother's dying. You never know. So if you really wrap your head around not taking anything personally, but even more importantly, coming up with a story that is going to make you feel better, use your imagination. Use your imagination to come up with a different way of telling yourself the same story. You will be happier. Tomorrow, we're going to work on this same topic, part two. Thank you for joining me. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality, and this is Rebecca Lynn Norrington. I'll speak with you tomorrow. Have a great day.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to be real. Oh, yeah.
Reality Spirituality.
It's a new experience.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one,
man.
You got a question for RLM?
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Reality.
Give me